Hello, hello, everyone. We are live. Today is August 21st, 2025. Welcome to everybody jumping in the United States and around the world. We're so happy to have you with us. I have to do this because Sadie is to my right now, so I'm going to have to use my left hand to click on the comments to see all of you because Sadie is up here. Yeah, I don't know if you just heard her, but she just meowed, so she's here. Welcome to everybody jumping in. We're so happy to have you with us. Blessings, blessings. I see people from coming in from Houston, Texas, Florida, Indiana. The chat is flying. Whoa, you all just jumped on at once. South Carolina, Texas, God bless Texas, Murfreesboro, Tennessee. Welcome, welcome. And see who else is coming in here. Indiana, I see as well. Kansas, Ohio, Georgia. I'm watching. Let me see if I can move this over a little bit, the mouse, while Sadie's sitting here, so I can keep a handle on this. Yep, Sadie, they're saying hello to you, honey. Hello in England. I just saw our international audience begin to pour in. We're so happy to have you with us right now. I see many Californias coming in as well. We're going to talk about you for a moment tonight. So California, stay tuned. Australia, hello to our friends across the globe in Australia. Salt Lake City, Utah, Massachusetts. Quite a few people from Massachusetts and Pennsylvania coming in. Oklahoma. Oh, let's see who else is coming in as people are jumping on because we're live. Ontario, hello to our wonderful neighbors in Canada. Hello to our neighbors in Delaware and New Jersey. New Zealand, welcome to our friends who are watching in New Zealand. We are so happy to have you with us tonight. I see more Canadas in the UK coming in. Miami, Florida, Oregon, and North Dakota. So welcome, welcome. Highland, Scotland. So happy to have you. You just saw her. There she is. There's her tail right here. So Sadie's doing great. She is so much better. There she goes. You're getting a good shot of her leaving the office. She is doing incredible. So praise God. Thank you for your continued prayers. Nigeria. Hello to our friends on the continent of Africa who are joining us tonight. And our moderators, our Ark of Grace team who do such a wonderful job. Thank you for helping us do what we do for the Lord. We got some stuff to get into tonight. Let me tell you, there is stuff going on that we're going to prophetically break down for you. So what I want to do is open up in prayer first as people are coming on, and then we're going to get prophetically into. There was another attempt stopped on President Trump's life, but I think this is the sign of something greater coming. So we'll get into that as well as some other things that are prophetically pointing at what's moving within the nation right now. So let's bow our heads and we will begin tonight. Father God, in the precious name of your son, Jesus Christ, Yeshua HaMashiach, we come before you this day, Lord. We praise you. You are almighty God. You are high and lifted up far above every power, principality, and might. Father, we give you all the glory, honor, and praise due your precious holy name. We humble ourselves before you this day, asking you to forgive us of our sins, cleanse us of all unrighteousness, Father. Forgive us of every way we have sinned and fallen short. And your word says, Father, that the righteous man sins at least seven times a day. We just praise you. You're a merciful God, that your word says your mercies are new every single day. And Father, we just come before your courts with thanksgiving and praise, Father God, saying, your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Father, we acknowledge before your throne that you sent your son, Jesus Christ, Yeshua HaMashiach, who was the Word, became flesh. He dwelt among us. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. And the Word became flesh and dwelt among us. He was the sacrifice for our sins. He willingly died at Calvary. He was beaten for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace was upon him. And by his stripes, we are healed. And we legally apply that blood of Jesus Christ, Father, right now before your throne. Lord, we praise you that when Jesus Christ said, "It is finished," that a transaction happened. We were purchased with the highest price. We were bought. We were reconciled back to you, Father. An open show and spectacle was made of the enemy and the kingdom of darkness before all of creation as Jesus Christ miraculously rose in 3 days, defeating hell, death, and the grave, ascended back into heaven, took his rightful place at the right hand of the Father where he rules and reigns forevermore. He is the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords, the name above all names, our advocate without ceasing before your throne. And we honor that before you this day. Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, we welcome your presence, the presence of Ruach Elohim, the Spirit of the living God, and the Holy Spirit, the Ruach HaKodesh, into this place. Father, let your power and the weight of your glory, Father, mightily move. Let your presence, Father God, mightily come forth. Father, have your way, Father God, tonight, Lord. Father, we ask for that power and authority that only comes from on high through Christ Jesus, Father, that the weight of your glory and your powerful presence move in this place tonight, Father, that the Holy Spirit would go forth and be the counselor and minister to those, Father, who are watching tonight, Father. Lord, we just ask in the name of Jesus Christ, you lead and guide us in your wisdom, counsel, might, power, and the reverential fear of the Lord. Fill me and our team, Lord, with your wisdom as we go forth. Order my words, Father God. Order our steps as we go forth mightily in you tonight. Be our front and rear guard, Father. By the power of the blood of Jesus Christ, by the Spirit of the one true living God, may only the truth and power of Almighty God with authority now come forth, Lord, in the name of Jesus Christ. Father, let nothing pass through my mouth that doesn't pass through your throne first. Lord, allow me and our team the humble privilege of being vessels of your power, Father. Lord, we ask in the name of Jesus Christ, you would loose, deploy, and dispatch your holy angels of all offices, rankings, and divisions to fill this place, to surround this property above and below, to guard against every dimensional access point, Father God. Lord, that they would be dispatched to the homes of our team and surround them and keep them and protect them, Father God, as we go forth tonight, Father. Lord, we just, in the name of Jesus Christ, take authority over and rebuke every plot, scheme, contract, assignment, weaponry, blueprint, attack, strategy, hex, vex, spell, potion, incantation, witchcraft, dark arts, or any other form of weaponized demonic activity, and command in the name of Jesus Christ, it be broken, canceled, aborted, destroyed, dismantled, disabled, thwarted, disrupted, blocked, nullified, voided, disarmed, rendered powerless, and their communication lines disrupted so they cannot carry out their plans, and it cast back to the areas you have designated for such, Lord, to be bound there in the name of Jesus Christ and not return, nor have anything sent in his place. Father, take all the glory for yourself. You are the potter. We are most certainly just the clay. You are the author and finisher of our faith. We are receptacles. We are vessels that you mold to carry your glory, Father, that your power, we are filled by your power, and we go forth, Father God, for the kingdom of God in this earth. Your word says, let everything that has breath praise the Lord, Father. Lord, we just praise you for every breath. We owe you every breath, Father God. Your word says, Lord, that all creation cries out to you, Father. Lord, take all the glory for yourself tonight. We love you. We praise you, Father God. In the name of Jesus Christ, amen and amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. Welcome to those of you that were jumping on during prayer. And thank you for the birthday wishes, because I see people still putting them in the chat. Tuesday was my birthday. And so I thank everybody for the birthday wishes. We're going to show some things at the end too, as well. But I wanted to thank Diane Miller, who sent this book. Is from 1894. Literally, she sent a beautiful book of the Holy Land. Chris is already making me handle it with kid gloves, so I wouldn't be surprised if he came in here and took it away from me during the broadcast and rushed it to safety at this point. But beautiful, beautiful gift, Miss Diane. Thank you so, so much. We're going to put this in a special, special place. We appreciate you sending it. If you could share this broadcast, like and subscribe, we would very much appreciate it. It does tremendously help us. We also had a new resident come to the sanctuary today. So stay tuned till the end, and we're going to introduce to you our new resident at Ark of Grace. So we're going to be doing that as well. Now, let's get into what's going on, because there is something moving about within this nation, within this time. Now, I'm not surprised, because we're coming up into September in the high holy days. By the way, there's another blood moon in September. We'll get into that too, but there's another blood moon coming in September over Asia and Europe. And given what's happening right now in that part of the world, I would pay very close attention to that. However, today's date happens to equal 9/11. So 8 plus 2 plus 1 is 11, 2 plus 2 plus 5 is 9, 9/11. August 29th would be the next date. on the calendar that happens to equal that, I would watch that for a target date. I would watch around that time, within a couple weeks of that time even, I would call that a target date. Now, I want to play a clip for you from last broadcast because something happened that literally broke right after the broadcast on Monday. So literally, as I'm finishing the broadcast, this story was breaking. So we're going to play for you the clip from Monday's broadcast, and then we're going to talk about what happened. And I was in the car yesterday with Chris on our way to church, and very strongly in my spirit and to my remembrance was brought back to me a dream I had October 27th, 2023. So strong it came on me, and the Lord brought it to my remembrance. I perceive it to be the Lord because of how strongly it was brought back to my remembrance, and it hit my spirit, and it was a warning. Okay, so that dream had to do with Donald Trump on a golf course. I went over it in the last broadcast, with a wounded leg. And him looking very frazzled and not feeling well. Now, this is back from 2023. I think it points at something greater. It could point at what's going on with his veins and his health, but I think it points at something far greater. And I had warned in that broadcast to pray and intercede because of the way the enemy was going to attempt to literally come after him and take him down. So as we're getting done with the broadcast, news breaks, and we're going to put up the article for you. So literally at about, I don't know, 6 o'clock p.m. or so, 6:30, this breaks. And it was actually at 6:35 p.m. You can see the date that the article came out, and the time. Deranged woman arrested after threatening to sacrificially kill President Trump in unhinged social media posts. A deranged woman was hit with federal charges Monday after threatening to kill President Trump in a disturbing social media post and subsequent interview with the Secret Service. Natalie Rose Jones, 50, was arrested on Saturday after she made the threats on Facebook and Instagram and then traveled from New York to Washington, D.C. Why? Because New York is the carotid artery to Washington, D.C., with the goal of having Trump eliminated if the opportunity presented itself. D.C. U.S. Attorney Jeanine Pirro said Monday, she said this Monday that if she could, the woman in question here would eliminate Trump if the opportunity presented itself. This is what Jeanine Pirro said. The woman, in quotations, this woman said, "I am willing to sacrificially kill this POTUS by disemboweling him and cutting out his trachea with Liz Cheney and all the affirmation present." Jones allegedly wrote in an August 6th Facebook post directed at the FBI, according to prosecutors. Jones later urged Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth in an August 14th Facebook post to please arrange the arrest and removal ceremony of POTUS Trump as a terrorist on the American people from 10 to 2 p.m. at the White House on Saturday, August 16th, 2025. Now, this article literally is breaking after I get done on Monday's broadcast warning that the Lord had brought that dream back on me strongly the day prior and began to warn me about basically an attempt on President Trump's life. And so this is literally breaking at the end of the broadcast. And if you want, you could go back and watch Monday's broadcast and you can see what I'm talking about. But I want to point something out in this, because there is something that was said in the middle of this that is giving their position away, that is giving the position of the kingdom of darkness away, what they are attempting to plan to do in this time and in this season. When this woman said, "I am willing to sacrificially kill this POTUS," right, by disemboweling him, first of all, that's a spirit talking. That's a spirit talking through that woman. So keep that in mind. I want to focus on the word sacrificially kill for a moment and trachea. Because the kingdom of darkness is so boastful and desperately wants to be heard that they will actually give away their position. If you are attuned to understand how they move and operate through people, the kingdom of darkness needs willing vessels within the earth, willing disciples to do their bidding. Now, the kingdom of darkness, let me tell you why this was said and why this happened when it happened. And this is why I was picking up on this in the realm of the spirit Sunday into Monday. The kingdom of darkness wants a sacrifice. They not only want a sacrifice, they want a big one right now in order to set in motion and ratify and power certain altars for the 2026 midterms and the 2028 presidential election. To sacrificially kill a shepherd or leader of a nation has a huge spiritual legal implication over that nation. So it has a physical implication, but it has a huge spiritual implication over that nation. This also happens in the midst of the Russia-Ukraine negotiation. Now, I had been warning and sounding the alarm. They do not want President Trump to accomplish this, and they will go to any means necessary, including trying to completely physically destroy him to stop him from accomplishing this. Now, on top of this, I had warned that the kingdom of darkness and the corrupt apostles of such do not want peace to happen in that area of the world and are on the move right now for a great sacrifice. They need that in the middle of this in order to power what they are aligning for 2026 to 2028. She went from New York to Washington, D.C., and she was arrested, I believe, there in Washington, D.C. There are high altars in Washington, D.C., and that is why this woman, under demonic influence, was led to Washington, D.C. to announce such, to be an announcer for the kingdom of darkness before the high altars of Washington, D.C. and the nation's capital, that they are looking for a sacrificial kill. That is something you need to intercede and pray against. This isn't just trying to go after somebody. They are looking for a sacrifice, a sacrificial kill. And they're not only looking at the president, they're looking at his family also. Because if the enemy can't get to you, he's going to try to get to something you love. This is how he plays. These are the tactics he uses. And they're looking for a sacrifice, a very powerful one, that would give them a national foothold and door in order to execute and ratify what they are planning for 2026 to 2028, and Trump is it. And let me tell you, the kingdom of darkness is working overtime on Elon Musk right now, dangling a very tempting piece of fruit before him to take a bite of. And if he takes a bite of that, it's going to be his complete demise. They have legal rights to that man that go back generationally. There are generational altars that every generation in his family have kept powered and have kept active. And the kingdom of darkness has high access to this man. This is why he's being tempted to do certain things right now. This is why the kingdom of darkness comes to steal, kill, and destroy. And you saw the mess with him and President Trump and what happened back in June. And now there are other delicate dainties of deceit that are being dangled before him. So that's just something else on top of it to keep an eye of. After this happened, something happened that I believe, even though they're saying it's because of drones, I think this was part of it, but we'll put up the article for you to show you. Trump says he canceled trip to Bedminster because of New Jersey drones. President-elect Donald Trump said Monday, the same day they charged the woman, keep that in mind, Monday, that he canceled a trip to Bedminster, New Jersey, due to ongoing concerns about drone sightings in the region. Both the FBI and local police are investigating the drone sightings, which authorities say have been reported in several areas along the Raritan River since November 18th. The drones, some reportedly the size of small cars, have been described as operating near military installations and critical infrastructure, including Picatinny Arsenal and the Verrazano Narrows Bridge. Now, Bedminster is where one of his golf courses are. That's where he was going to travel. Suddenly, this woman is charged and arrested and charged, and the news breaks Monday. The dream I had of President Trump with the wounded leg, he was on a golf course. He cancels the trip to go on vacation to Bedminster and to that area that has his golf course in the midst of all of this happening, in the midst of what happens with this woman, in the midst of the drones, in the midst of the Russia-Ukraine negotiations that are hanging probably by a piece of dental floss. So pray there as well for wisdom for President Trump and his team with this, because you're dealing with principalities, powers, and rulers of darkness in this world that have very high stakes right now. Game of Russian roulette, no pun intended, in that region. So that golf course dream, and when the Lord brought it to me, is a warning for this season. The enemy is out for a sacrificial kill. The enemy is out to try to accomplish that. And I'm going to tell you, it's along the same lines as when Kennedy went to Texas, as when John F. Kennedy went to Texas. Something happened before that incident. Prayer was taken out of school. You had Engel versus Vitale. Supreme Court ruled that prayer could be taken out of school. I believe it was little over a year later that Kennedy was assassinated in Texas. That was a high level sacrificial kill to try to gain rights to the nation, that taking prayer out of school and removing that covering opened the door for such an attack. And so it's like that. It's the kingdom of darkness is out in this season looking to accomplish that. They have high-level altars that they need to keep powered in this nation, that they need to keep powered in New York, in Washington, D.C., in California, and even in Texas. They have high-level altars in these areas, and these altars help them lay claim legally to these areas. Why do you think they are coveting New York City so bad and the New York mayor's race has turned into what it's turned into? Why? Because it is a strategic area that has high-level altars in which the kingdom of darkness can legally and transactionally operate from, that affects the rest of the East Coast and that affects the nation. It's the same thing here. This is why she was compelled to Washington, D.C. and to look for an opportunity, because there are high-level altars there that need to be powered, and they need to be powered by sacrifice. And because President Trump is involved in what's going on in Russia and Ukraine and bringing peace to these other areas that the powers and rulers of the darkness of this world not only covet, but they strategically need to have control of in order to try to advance their plans and purposes within the earth. This is why you're going to see this ramped up right now. This is why we have to intercede and pray for their safety. Now, I'm going to repeat this, because when the Lord gives me the unction to say this, the first time he gave me the unction to say this was July 7th, 2024, 6 days before the attempt in Butler, Pennsylvania. The Lord, in that night of prayer that we did for the nation and the Trump family, gave me 1 Samuel 17:45-47. I'm going to read to verse 48. But 1 Samuel 17:45-48 says, "Then David said to the Philistine, 'You come to me with a sword, a spear, and a javelin, but I come to you in the name of the Lord of hosts, the God of the armies of Israel, whom you have taunted.' the God of the armies of Israel, whom you have taunted. That's a word for conservative podcasters too, by the way. This day the Lord will hand you over to me, and I will strike you down, and I will give the corpses of the army of the Philistines this day to the birds of the sky and the wild beasts of the earth, so that all the earth may know that there is a God in Israel, verse 47, and that this entire assembly may know that the Lord does not save with the sword or with the spear, for the battle is the Lord's, and he will hand you over to us. Verse 48 has to do with the next election for the 48th president. When the Philistine rose and came forward to meet David, David ran quickly toward the battle line to meet the Philistine. That has to do with the coming election. But I want to go back to verse 45. Then David said to the Philistine, "You come to me with a sword, a spear, and a javelin, but I come to you in the name of the Lord of hosts, the God of the armies of Israel, whom you have taunted. You come at me with physical weapons to kill me." That's what David was saying to Goliath. "You are coming at me with physical weapons to take me down, but I'm coming to you on the grounds of covenant in the name of Almighty God, in the name of the Lord of hosts," which is his battle name. That's God the general. "I'm coming on official business of Almighty God, the Lord of hosts, whom you have taunted." That is what that verse means. When you stand there and taunt what God has covenant with, you are not only taunting them, you are attacking the grounds of the covenant. You are actually attacking in the natural and in the spirit, the legal grounds of a covenant and a promise that God has made. And because man is so imperfect, that's why we need to be in covenant with Almighty God. But Goliath continually taunted. For 40 days, God allowed the charges to mount in the courts of heaven to bring forth a greater judgment against Goliath. And he allowed him to stand there and taunt and taunt and taunt, with no one for 40 days answering those taunts. So heaven could record in God's courts what Goliath was saying, and heaven could ratify bringing a shepherd boy named David to the battle line on the grounds of covenant, giving him the dunamis power and authority from on high to defeat Goliath. So you better be careful who you taunt right now. You better be careful. If you don't understand the grounds of covenant, if you don't understand the grounds of how God deals with people, you better be real careful in this time who you taunt, because it's being recorded before the court of God. And if Goliath fell, others can fall as well. Conservative podcasters better be real careful who they taunt in this time. Real careful, because when there's an active covenant, there is an extra spiritual layer to what is going on that God has to maintain the parameters of that covenant, because he's a God that keeps his promises. Also, nations under covenant tend to get harsher judgments coming down against them when they violate the grounds of that covenant. But you come at me with sword and spear and javelin. You come at me with physical weapons to kill me. That's what David was saying. But I come to you under the ratification of the Lord of hosts. He was announcing that he had been ratified through covenant at the battle line by the Lord of hosts. Heaven had already ruled in David and Israel's favor before the battle even started. Before David and Goliath even engaged, heaven had already ratified the victory that now was coming down, the announcement of it in the natural that was going to unfold. This scripture, 45 through 47, 1 Samuel 17, 45 through 47, is going to keep coming up over the next years, over this year especially, it's going to keep coming up. Because verse 47, and we're in the 47th presidency of the United States right now, and that this entire assembly may know that the Lord does not save with the sword or with the spear, for the battle is the Lord's, and he will hand you over to us. The battle is the Lord. Vengeance is mine, saith the Lord. 1 Samuel 17:47 should be hanging on the wall in the Oval Office, or should be hanging somewhere in the White House, because the Lord does not save with the sword or with the spear, because the battle is the Lord's. He ratifies the victory in his court and then brings it down into the natural. That's why the battle is the Lord's, because the battle, the victory of that battle is decided before the court of God, before anything engages in the natural. So we have to remember that there is a court that is higher than any other court, and it is the court of Almighty God. 45, because we have 45 in verse 47. 45, Trump was the 45th president. 47, President Trump is the 47th president. So the first one, you come at me with sword and spear and javelin, is 45. And then 47 is all the entire assembly may know that the Lord does not save with the sword or with the spear. Those two equal 9/11. 4 + 5 = 9. 4 + 7 = 11. Trump's own presidencies equal 9/11. There is a pattern with this. And last week, these scriptures that I just read to you began coming to my spirit again. And then I had the golf dream. I was reminded of the golf dream on Sunday. So last week, later on in the week, these scriptures began to come to me again, back into my spirit, over in a way. And then the golf dream, I'm reminded of that on Sunday. And then Monday, we did the broadcast. And right as the broadcast was ending, the news broke that this woman had been arrested in Washington, D.C., looking to sacrificially kill President Trump. That's the key in this, sacrificial. The kingdom of darkness to power themselves needs that. The kingdom of darkness right now has quite a bit of territory within the earth that they are in danger of losing ground on. It is a desperate time for them. And we are also in a time that is flanked by two blood moons, both on Purim, 2025 and 2026, we had a blood moon Purim of 2025. We will have a blood moon, which is March 2nd to 3rd, Purim of 2026 in the United States of America. So all of this is transpiring between the time of two blood moons. And then you have one on September 7th, 2025, that they're going to see over Asia, Africa, Europe, and that part of the world. So it's interesting because you've got two Purim blood moons that are flanking President Trump's first year in office as the 47th president. And then you have in the middle of that, a third on September 7th on the cusp of the High Holy Days, Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur. And it's over that part of the world right now that is weighing in the balance. I will tell you that before the March 25th on Purim blood moon that happened, November 8th, 2022 was the last blood moon that occurred. So almost 3 years went by before this one occurred on Purim. Governor Hochul of New York was elected during that day of the blood moon as New York governor, November 8th, 2022. So she's elected on a blood moon. Now, almost 3 years later, you've got President Trump's first term, blood moons flanking it on Purim. You have, within that time, you are watching what's happening with New York, the New York mayor's race, Letitia James, and what's happening there, the New York AG. We are watching what's happening with Russia and Ukraine. We are watching numerous events that have happened all on days that happen to equal 9/11. This is not a coincidence. We watch what happened in Texas with the historic catastrophic floods. And Kerrville was in the path of totality for the full solar eclipse that happened April of 2024. And it's not a coincidence that all these things are happening between two blood moons that are marked by Purim. It's not a coincidence. It's prophetic. It's an aligning that we have to pay attention to. And almost 2 years to the day of the blood moon from 2022, November 8th, 2022, that Hasha was elected. President Trump was elected 47th president of the United States, November 5th, 2024. And now his first term is flanked by these blood moons on Purim, which means decrees of destruction that go out for blood, divine reversals and deliverance are marking this entire year. Because in the book of Esther, Purim has to do with the decrees of destruction that went out against the people of God and the Lord intervening in a mighty way and raising individuals up to cause a divine reversal and the plot of Haman coming down on him and the people of God being rescued. So we're watching this entire year flanked by blood moons, decrees of destruction going out. And these decrees of destruction are out for blood. And we're watching divine reversals and deliverance marking this entire year. In fact, Haman came from the line of Amalek. Amalek is who King Saul refused to destroy. Haman came from that line. That spirit was looking for a very large sacrificial kill in trying to annihilate the people of God in Persia, because that those ancient entities are always trying to put these things in motion in order to put themselves and move themselves into a better position for future rule and blood rights in that nation. So there was a sacrificial kill being looked for when Haman tricked the king into putting out that decree of destruction, and Almighty God, because that decree of destruction then went before his court, and it was argued before his court, then he ruled and ratified that a divine reversal of that destruction had to come down upon the head of Haman, and the people of God were to be delivered and set free. This is not an accident that these things happen. These things are prophetic. The timing of it, the nature of it, all of these things happening, this is why we have to pray and intercede. Because between these time of these two blood moons, they are looking for a sacrifice. They are looking to power these altars. They are looking to take down leaders. They are looking to go after those in his cabinet. They are looking to go after those at the DOJ. They are looking to move people in position around the Trump administration, whom these ancient entities have rights to, in order to try to find a door. There is a scrambling happening. And when this woman, this disciple of darkness, announced a sacrificial kill, that is not a joke. That is not to be taken lightly. That is the kingdom of darkness announcing out there in the media its plans. Those are those ancient spirits right now announcing that this is what they're after, this is what they're looking to do, and this is what they're going to try to accomplish. And they're not going to announce it unless they believe they have found a legal avenue to ratify such. This is why we have to pray for that to be voided before the court of God, because that was an announcement, and it's coming on the cusp of the High Holy Days, and it's coming in the midst of what's happening with Russia and Ukraine right now, and the delicate dance President Trump and his team are attempting to do to try to bring peace to two Sauls that are warring each other in a very, very delicate time and season. So I would encourage you to pray and intercede for that and to keep an eye on that, because the kingdom of darkness will do these things when they're about to attempt, they're going to announce. So they knew most likely that woman wasn't going to accomplish this. She was coming as the announcement. She is coming because Satan is the prince of the power of the air, as the announcements across the airwaves that they are looking for a sacrificial kill. Why? To raise and power dark altars, to position them for 2026 and 2028, and attempt to throw the nation sideways right now. So just keep that in mind, because this is how the kingdom of darkness works. This is how they move about. We cannot be ignorant of the enemy's devices. We have to be sober-minded and vigilant when it comes to these things, and we have to be attuned as the people of God and servants of the Most High God to recognize these things when they are spoken. It's like a code. It's like a kill switch. It's a way of putting it out there and announcing it, so now it can attempt to be executed. And no, you can't negotiate with demons. No, you don't negotiate them. You drive them out in the name of Jesus Christ and bind them back to where God has designated for such. You know, by the holy fire of God, they have to be driven out. You cannot negotiate with those who try to get legal ratification to destroy you. This is why negotiating with terrorist groups doesn't work, because you're trying to negotiate with those that the kingdom of darkness has ratified as disciples in order to try to completely destroy, bring down, and shed blood in order to advance the agenda of the kingdom of darkness. Hamas are just puppets for the kingdom of darkness. They're puppets and disciples to do their bidding. And so you see this in different parts of the world right now going on. Okay, also real quick, California. Something very interesting happened in California, that news broke, and I wanted to talk about it with this because the words, once again, the words are like an announcement. California resident catches the plague, likely from infected flea at Lake Tahoe, officials say. Officials believe an infected flea bit the sick person who was camping in South Lake Tahoe area, according to NBC News. California and the plague. We see where this is heading. So at the same time you have in the news sacrificial kill, you also have the word plague. These are very strategic, the way they're being placed. August 29th, 2022, word of the Lord. And says the Lord of hosts, a plague of flies you shall see in parts of the world, a plague of beetles you shall see swarms come in that will cause the science world to scratch their head. As the earth is growing and groaning and crying out and these major shifts and movements take place, you shall see even nature respond as I, the Lord, allow these things to take place. August 29th, 2024. So just keep in mind, because the word plague is in there. August 29th, 2024. For thus says the Lord, I am carving a way, I am making a way, I am plowing through, for my hand capital is on the plow, and a way not yet seen, a way that is different, a way that is unprecedented. For as I, the Lord, carve such a way, the mouth of the wicked, the attention of the wicked, things, charges, indictments, and slanderous words shall drown out the filth they have trekked and dropped around the nation. Fleas feed off of hosts. They leave dirt and unclean marks wherever they go. They bite such a host, not realizing that the alluring bite was a trap and that they fall from such. And then afterwards it said, flea circus, you shall hear this term, says the Lord. May 8th, 2025, for my plans have already been set in motion for another plague of events. Plans have already been set in motion. Okay, I'm going to read that again. For plans have already been set in motion for another plague of events. This was May 8th, 2025. Plans have already been set in motion to stop the forward motion as you go through a narrow and treacherous part of the valley, that the enemy has deployed forces to attempt to send wolves and block the way, says the Lord. Lone wolves also. lone wolves also already been set in motion for another plague of events. Watch what they're using. Watch the terms they're using. California and plague. Okay? And then you've got Washington, D.C. and sacrificial kill. Now, I want to read to you from the book of Numbers 25, verses 1 through 5 and 7 through 9. Israel settled and remained in Shittim, and the people began to play the prostitute with the women of Moab. For they invited the Israelites to the sacrifices of their gods, and the Israelites ate food offered to idols and bowed down to Moab's gods. So Israel joined themselves to Baal of Peor, and the anger of the Lord was kindled against Israel. The Lord said to Moses, "Take all the leaders of the people and execute them in broad daylight before the Lord, so that the fierce anger of the Lord may turn away from Israel." When Phinehas, the son of Eleazar, the son of Aaron the priest, saw this, he left the congregation. He took a spear in his hand, and basically Phinehas, I'm just going to say, he went after him. He went after them. And then verse 8 says, "Then the plague on the Israelites stopped. Nevertheless, those Israelites who died in the plague numbered 24,000. This plague hit Israel when they chose to join to the Moabites, do child sacrifice, bow to Baal Peor, the god of the Moabites, intermarry with the Moabites, and basically weaken the nucleus of the covenant and who God created Israel to be. This is a foreshadowing of what's coming to California. Plague California. This is a foreshadowing of what's coming to the leadership of California. Plague California. And it's the leaders who keep rebelliously, as Israel did in this with Moab, as Saul did, as King Saul did, threatening to overturn the kingdom for power and control. You've got threats being made by the leadership of California in the middle of this, and suddenly somebody in California gets the plague, they think, from an infected flea. Now, the chances of finding that flea are very, very slim at this point in the backwoods camping areas of Lake Tahoe. But look at the terminology that's being used. You've got sacrificial kill. You've got plague, California. These are all things to take note of in the midst of what the enemy is on the move attempting to do, and what Gavin Newsom and leadership in California, the portals they're opening, the gates they're opening over California for a set of events that have to do with what's being spoken about in that article, a set of plague-like events because of what's happening and what leadership is doing and what they have opened and the ceremonies they're doing and the soil they're preparing in California, having to do with 2028. So keep these things in mind as we go forth, because, and pray especially for President Trump in this time, because the enemy has just made a very serious announcement over the nation through that woman who is a woman in chains, a slave of darkness, a disciple of darkness. The kingdom of darkness has announced in Washington, D.C., they are going for a sacrificial kill for their altars, and they're going after the leadership of the nation to do it. Keep that in mind and pray. 1 Samuel 17, 45 through 47 is going to come into play again in this time. And we just have to be sober-minded and vigilant. We have to recognize these things when it happens and recognize, as the church, we are meant to be the standard. We are meant to sound the alarm. We are meant to be salt and light. We are meant to be voices crying in the wilderness. We are meant to expose the works of darkness by the light and truth of Almighty God. There is a very, very real spiritual war going on that we may not be able to always see beyond the veil into the spirit, but it's bringing its hallmarks, its watermarks, its water gates into the natural. We are watching signs in the heavenlies two Purims, two blood moons. The universe is at God's beck and call and at God's service for Almighty God to allow events and signs to happen in the heavenlies to mark times as well. The enemy knows this. If they can try to get a sacrificial killing between two blood moons, you see what I'm saying? The Satan will attempt to use those things, reverse engineer them, and attempt then to commit a robbery in progress and destroy in order that he may ascend. So just keep that in mind. We have to be in the Word of God every day. We have to be in communion with the Lord. We have to be speaking the Word. We have to be mindful of what is going on. We have to be sharpened spiritually. Our discernment has to grow in this hour. We have to be able to hear our Father through the noise of what the enemy is pushing out there. He is the prince of the power of the air. He's going to push it out through the airwaves. We have to learn to hear our Father through the noise. So take this and pray about this, because there are some very serious events that have been mobilized and have been deployed in the kingdom of darkness, have been announced in the natural for this time, for the month, not only this month, but going into September. Going into September because of the high holy days. So just watch. Watch for that. In the midst of this. Now, what I want to do, we have a very incredible announcement having to do with Andrew. So I want to bring Andrew Sorcini on. So stay on, because we have an amazing announcement of what Andrew wants to do with our Ark of Grace viewers. So I'll bring him on in a moment. So basically, Andrew is willing to help our Ark of Grace viewers. If you cannot meet the $2,500 minimum, call them anyway. They will be more than happy to help you right now. He wants to help our Ark of Grace viewers and open this up to them. And in order that some of you may be able to, who want to, call Andrew and get some gold and silver, get advice on IRAs, and work with him and his team. So I'm going to bring Andrew on.
Hello there.
Hi. How are you?
Everything's good out here. Happy to be back. It's I listened to a lot of that, and I'm happy to be plague-free out here in California. Mm-hmm. But I know there's a lot of stuff out here to watch out for.
There's a lot. Because of the leadership in California, when you start to see these certain things spoken about, it's always good to just be sober-minded, vigilant, and pray.
Absolutely.
So we always have to do that.
Yeah, absolutely. Mm-hmm. Absolutely. So yeah, I mean, it's out here, we've been helping so many people recently with protecting their net worth using gold and silver for years now. People are up quite a bit in the 4 years we've been working together. And I wanted to urge people out there that if you actually enrolled with us and invested in gold and silver back in 2021, mm-hmm. 2022, or even much of 2023, you're probably up quite a bit on your gold. And many people out there are reaching out to us wanting to do a portfolio review, and they're hearing now this year, silver, silver, silver. Silver is where it's at. Silver is on the move. And you might not know this, but you can use part of your portfolio to exchange it in favor of silver or vice versa. So we're in a different market now than when you may have first purchased with us. So reach out to us and let's do a portfolio review and see if any changes need to be made within your account. That's the biggest thing that I have for people.
Okay. Also, Andrew, real quick, we were just getting this in the chat too. There's breaking news. There's an active shooter situation at Villanova University in Philadelphia, I believe. I just went and checked it out myself. So just please just pray for these people right now and the police that are in the middle of this situation right now. We're seeing these things happen for a reason because of what we were just talking about. So just keep that in mind, everyone. Pray. But Andrew really wants to help our viewers. So please call him.
Yeah. Yeah. Call us and let's see what we might be able to do for you. There's a few options that we might be able to do for people that might be under the minimum. It's mm-hmm. we can do our best. Mostly it's been a tax issue where we have to charge sales tax. So sales tax is, you know, anywhere from like 8 to 10% across mm-hmm. the country. And it just doesn't make sense to pay sales tax on transactions when we're talking about an investment, but reach out to us and we'll see what we can do on a case-by-case basis to try to help people out.
Well, yeah. And you know, Andrew, it's very nice you're doing this for our audience because we do get quite a bit of emails from people that really want to be able to reach out to you and talk with you and be able to have you help them. So we are just, we're very happy that Andrew is willing to do this for our audience. So you can text him by the 310 number, 310-433-3524, or you can email him, andrew@bh-pm.com. Those are the two best ways to get a hold of Andrew. We do have the Cyrus coin with him. Basically it's Cyrus on one side, an ode to the book of Isaiah 2 and King Cyrus. It says Cyrus, faithful shepherd, and what we're going as through as a nation right now. And on the back is the ark with the dove returning with the olive branch. It says, in God we trust, saving grace. And that is true. We, our trust and our hope ultimately is in the Lord. So Andrew does have the Cyrus coin as well. And so you can ask him about that.
Yeah, and you can put it in your IRA. So many.
Oh, there you go. Okay. Yeah,
many Ark of Grace listeners have the Cyrus coin in their IRA. Even the people that have set up storage accounts at the third-party depository that we use, they've got them loaded up with the Ark of Grace Cyrus coin in there as well. Sometimes we refer to it as the Saving Grace coin. It's either Saving Grace or Cyrus, but definitely reach out to us. We've got plenty of them on hand. Mm-hmm. And really, one question that people have been asking us a lot lately is, what about these cryptocurrency IRAs? Like, do we offer anything like that? And I've even seen one of the cryptocurrency IRAs out there is one that is AI operated. And to me, AI isn't at the point yet where you would want to trust it with $100 that you've worked for. Even if you Google something, you have a question and you Google it and you look at that AI answer, half the time those answers are incorrect. So you have to actually rephrase the question three or four different ways to be able to get a true answer. So I just would urge people out there that that gold and silver have always been the world's currency. They're mentioned in the Bible many times. And there's no mention of cryptocurrency there. Cryptocurrency is not a good thing to put your retirement into. It's extremely volatile. You can see 10 to 20% swings on the upside and downside on any given day. It's more for like gambling. If you've got, you know, 5 or 10,000, or if you're a little bit better off financially and have 50 or 100,000, that you don't mind if you lost all of it or at least half of it, then it would make sense to do it. But really, it's we invest in a conservative way, and that's why gold and silver are so great, because it's not going to make you rich overnight, but it's never going to turn to zero. And over time, there are a handful of cryptocurrencies that have value now that will be at zero in the future. But gold or silver will never be at zero. And you can take them anywhere in the world and use it for currency.
Yes, you can. That is true. You can use it for currency anywhere in the world. So if you have questions about IRAs too, and getting a gold-backed IRA, or getting the Cyrus coin and using that as well in your IRA, you can reach out to Andrew through the telephone number, the 310 number, or you can email him as well. That is on the screen. Him and his team would love to talk to you. They would love to be able to help you out. And so it's very kind that Andrew is willing to do this for our audience. And so we just encourage you to give them a call.
Please do. It's not too late. If you've not gotten involved with gold or silver yet, there's still plenty of time. We believe that silver is going to break through $40 an ounce at any point. It's sitting roughly at $38 and change right now. When it breaks through 40, it may go straight to 50. And if it hits 50, it's never done that before exactly. So we would be in uncharted territory. There's no knowing how high it might go. So it's not too late.
Well, Andrew, we appreciate you coming on, and we're just, you know, glad that you are, you know, you're just so good to our Ark of Grace audience, and you're so willing with them, and we very much appreciate that. And so I just could encourage you, reach out to Andrew.
Absolutely. We'll be here.
Yep. We'll see you in a couple of weeks, Andrew. God bless. You know, it's interesting. Andrew has an interesting vantage point because he's in California. And so Andrew has a unique perspective of what's going on with Governor Newsom, what the atmosphere and temperature are like in California right now. He's a business owner. He's got a very interesting vantage point out there, but he would love to help our Ark of Grace family. So please reach out to him. Even if you are having trouble meeting the minimum, because they really would like to try to help you out if they can. So thank you, Andrew Sorcini, for doing that for us. Also, a couple of other things, because I told you we had a new resident at the sanctuary too. And we have some pics to show you as well. So we're going to put some pics up right now. And then we have another announcement to make. Those are the roses Chris bought me for my birthday. He put them in our bedroom. And so they've been there ever since, near the door, near the natural light. So thank you to Chris for buying me my very nice roses. And these are from the pray.com team. And Stephanie in California, thank you so much. They're absolutely beautiful. You can search Amanda Grace on pray.com and you can subscribe there. We are on 2 days a week on pray.com, Tuesdays at 9 a.m. and Thursdays at 11 a.m. But they sent us chocolate covered strawberries too. So thank you so much for that, pray.com team, and Stephanie for the beautiful flowers. Oh, this is from, so one of the individuals who works here, Stacy, who works in our office, her son Cole bought me these two adorable gifts for my birthday. And so one of them is a very pretty bracelet that I'm going to be wearing. And another one is a very, very cute little bowl. Ants hold a special place in our heart. Thank you very much to Cole for buying those for me and blessing me with those. And this is our newest resident at Ark of Grace Sanctuary. This is little Nino. He came with that name, but his name is going to be changed. We got a call from a former employee who used to work for us. This cat was abandoned by his owners and living in the woods for 6 months. And our former staffer took him in and reached out to us because he has to go on a work trip in desperation, trying to find someone to take him in and get him fixed up. So I told him to bring little Nino on over. He arrived today. He went to the vet at 10 a.m. this morning. He is fighting a double ear infection. He does have a broken canine tooth, and he's pretty malnourished. So his growth has been stunted a little bit. So we're working with our wonderful vets in order to rehab him to health. And actually, one of our animal staffers who currently works for us is going to adopt Nino. So as soon as Nino is well, our animal staffer, she is going to adopt Nino because she has a cat right now that desperately needs a friend. So Nino is actually going to go with one of our own staff members at Ark of Grace Sanctuary. So Nino right now, we've moved him into the bedroom now that the vet cleared him for FIV. You have to test outdoor and feral cats for FIV. He was clear. He has been moved into the large guest bedroom and they made a very, very cushy setup for him. And he is just doing very, very well. So we'll keep you updated on Nino as he goes on his adoption journey with one of our staff members. That too. Okay. Also, the gala. So we have a big announcement to make next week. So what I'm about to say has to do with that. We are going to postpone the gala until next year because we have a very, very large announcement to make next week about the sanctuary. And so basically, we are going to postpone the gala until next year. We will make sure anybody that did give something gets it back as far as ticket sales and things of that nature. But there's a very large announcement coming next week, and this is why we had to postpone the gala. So I'm sorry for those of you who wanted to come. You're going to want to come even more next year. So this is why we're doing this. So next week, we're going to make that very large announcement having to do with the sanctuary. Also, our events page. On our events page, we have in a section on that page, ways to give. We get lots of emails about this. We just decided to put in the event section. We have Venmo there. We have addresses there for you. We have everything you might need. So go to arcofgrace.org/events if you've been asking questions about this, looking, or have emailed us about this, because it's just easier to announce it because of all the emails we get. Also, our social media. We're going to put up our social media for you. Here we go. Rumble, YouTube, TikTok, Telegram, and Truth Social are all Ark of Grace Ministries. Facebook is Ark of Grace Ministry with a Y. Instagram is Ark of Grace 88. X is @AmandaGrace_AOG. We do have an app, search Ark of Grace in your app store. You'll see the dove with the olive branch. You can download our app. We are Amanda Grace on pray.com. So you can download that and search us there and subscribe there as well. We also are on bbsradio.com. You can search Ark of Grace Ministries there. And we have Ark of Grace Sanctuary with a Y on Facebook and TikTok. So if you search Ark of Grace Sanctuary on Facebook and TikTok, you can follow our social media. That is for the sanctuary and all things animals. Praise the Lord. Okay, guys, that was the last of the announcements, but huge announcement coming next week. This is why we are doing what we're doing with the gala. You'll understand on Monday. I'm hoping to be able to announce it on Monday. But it is big, and it comes. It has to do with the sanctuary and with the ministry. So, thank you everyone for joining us tonight. Thank you to Andrew. Thank you to our team. God bless everyone. Armor up according to Ephesians chapter 6. Psalm 91, I say it every single day. I encourage you to say it every single day. Also, Psalms 123, 34, 35, and 51. The word is living and active. We have to activate it. We have to speak it. We have to have a discipline with it. Also, Ephesians 1, 16 through 20 and 3, 14 through 19. I say those every day, sometimes multiple times a day. Matthew 6, the Lord's Prayer, that is implemented into my prayer life. Hebrews 11, one of the greatest chapters on faith. That is in the Word of God. So the Word is living and active. We have to be diligent. The kingdom of darkness is diligent. How much more diligent should we be in disciplined in the Word? It is a sword. You have to swing a sword, utilize a sword, and take up a sword for a sword to be effective. So we always want to encourage you in the Word as we're closing. Thank you, everyone, for joining us. We will be back on live on Monday unless something transpires. In the meantime, we will make sure to announce. We will be putting out shorts, so please look for that on all our social media platforms. We put out multiple shorts a week as well, so that will be coming up tomorrow and over the weekend as well. So have a wonderful rest of your evening, everyone. Thank you for joining us. Keep the faith, and we will see you on Monday. Hey, everybody, Amanda Grace here. Many of you have been curious and have asked about what skincare products I use. In fact, we have had many emails come in about this, so I am happy to be able to now share this with you. This is Givaderm. It is all natural. It is food for your face. Wonderful skincare line owned and operated by believers. I love that these products are nourishing. They are free of chemicals, and they are safe for not only me, but also the animals. And as you know, we have many of them running around here at the Ark, so I don't have to worry if any of them were to accidentally get into them. What goes on our skin goes into our bodies, so it's important to put on our skin what nourishes and heals. Kind of like what we should put in our soul, what nourishes and heals it, which is the Word. Our bodies are temples. We have to be careful what we put on them and in them. My favorite products are Uplift and the eye cream, which I have right here. However, I use their entire line. It is amazing, and it is very effective. So if you'd like to learn more or contact Givaderm, go to arcofgrace.org/ministry-partners, and you can use promo code ARC10 for a 10% discount. If you want to support an amazing patriot and be a blessing, go to MyPillow.com today and use promo code ARK, A-R-K, to save up to 66% or more off of all MyPillow products. They have pillows, of course, but they are so much more than pillows. They have sheets, they have slippers, they have bathrobes, they even have dog beds. And a fun fact for all of you, Noble, one of our pigs at our animal sanctuary, has indeed slept on a MyPillow dog bed. So if you want to be a blessing, you can go to MyPillow.com today and use promo